Once fertilization is confirmed, the embryo begins a 5 to 6 day development process before it's ready for transfer or freezing. The embryology team monitors this progression closely. The stage and quality of development directly inform which embryos are the strongest candidates for future embryo transfer. Development starts with cell division. By day 2, a healthy embryo typically has 2 to 4 cells. By day 3, it should have 6 to 8 evenly sized cells with minimal fragmentation, small cellular debris that can appear as cells divide. Around day 4, the cells begin pressing together into a compact cluster called a morula. From there, fluid fills a central cavity in a process called cavitation, and the embryo reorganizes into 2 distinct cell populations. The outer layer, the trophoblast, will form the placenta. The inner cell mass will develop into the fetus. At this stage, by day 5 or 6, the embryo is called a blastocyst. Sometimes embryos may be cultured an extra day until day 7. The embryology team then grades each blastocyst based on the size of the fluid cavity, the quality of the trophoblast, and the quality of the inner cell mass. Together, these factors identify the strongest candidates for transfer or freezing. Grading follows a standardized system. Your care team can walk through what any specific grade means and how it shapes the transfer decision. A large proportion of embryos stop growing and do not reach the blastocyst stage, and that's an expected part of the process. Your care team uses grading to prioritize the embryos with the strongest developmental profile.